Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs something.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Wait.
Oh my God, he just ran in.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
Did you miss this Friday? I know you did. I got the messages. Wow. Nice to be loved.
Oh my God,
thank
you.
That is awesome.
You have no idea how much you loved until you have to go suddenly. Thank you all so much for the mail. Some of it was a little scary, but...
They were threatening to cut us.
They were threatening to something,
I thought. Y'all bring it. I've got a pink rocket launcher.
It was not cut. It was other things. You know, we're girls, so they automatically go to the other place.
Yeah, I got to get into bring it.
And I got a katana. Bring
mm-hmm.
it. But thank you all. Our emergency is handled. However, I'm sick. So if you're going to come over here, this is how the zombie apocalypse will begin. I will be the start of it. I'm not a zombie, but I do carry the whole virus thing, apparently. So my bite is contagious.
But they will love it.
You'll love it. You'll die happy.
Of course.
I got swollen and contagious tonsils. Woo-hoo! Okay.
I think I'm going to go to the store after this and stock up on my canned goods and my water.
Yes, because this is how it starts. This is how it starts for sure. So welcome to your Monday edition of Lunch with Ginger and Corey. And I am the sickly Corey. And that lady over there.
I think I might be Ginger, maybe. It is Monday, so.
You think you might be Ginger?
I think I might be Ginger. Possibly. Maybe.
Maybe?
Monday, it's out. I don't know. Tuesday, I'll be Ginger for sure. But Monday, I just want to go back to bed. I just want to be the Ginger in the bed.
Well, let's all go back to bed. I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too. Preferably not together, but, you know.
Thank you for clarifying that, because, yeah.
You know, there were listeners out there that were wondering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, according to those emails we got last week, yeah. A lot of stuff they're wondering. So, I'm a...
Pictures, I'll sell a Corey.
You stop it. You stop it right now. Bash and true. Wow. Well, we should probably get started, but I got a quick tidbit.
Oh, yeah?
This is very, very quick.
Yeah.
They got some new photos out of the new bundle, in case you guys, and some of you didn't know there was a new bundle. I didn't either. Thank you, Microsoft, for sending over pictures. Pictures of the new Kinect 4-gigabyte hard drive bundle.
Ooh.
Are up on our site right now. I got it, and I went and put it right up for you. I did. Me, me, me. I don't care whose name I put there. She didn't do it. I did. but, yeah, that... It didn't really tell you much. Oh, I don't have any information on how much it's going to cost. I'm very sorry. They didn't give me anything. They just sent me pictures, and I figured you want to know what you were going to be hunting for, especially if you're off today for President's Day. I don't think it's actually in the store, but... Maybe.
You never know these kind of things.
Maybe you want to know what it looks like, just maybe. But no pricing information, just what it looks like in case you're one of those people who's been waiting for a bundle. You can see what it comes with. Basically nothing new, people. It's just the Xbox. It's pretty. It's black. It matches the Kinect. And it comes with a black controller. And I had 2 out of 3 of these elements already. My controller was black and my Kinect's black. I'm good. I don't care if the Xbox is black. I don't really need it. I mean, I need it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be a specific color. It works the same.
I don't know. If it had been that tank one, what was that from?
From PAX? Oh, yeah. From Gamers for Giving? Oh, yeah. That one I was going to marry.
That was hot.
I proposed marriage.
Oh.
Yeah. I proposed marriage. It didn't accept. It went with
whoever.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's over.
That's the way it goes.
Jen, what's going on in your world of gaming?
I got a fishing game. Fishing game.
You would say that just as I take a sip of coffee. You know I'm the fishing.
I know, right? See, that's what y'all don't know, people. Me and Corey, we love us some fishing. All right, so Fishcraft released for the Xbox 360 Live indie games, and they say let the fishies fly.
You mean I can play that while I'm on the couch and sit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is so on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not your average fishing game so much. Fishcraft is an action-packed physics game, and it's been released on the Xbox Live indie game service. You can purchase it for 80 MSP. They say the cats have consumed the friends and family of the fish, and the fish are pissed. Your task is to take out the enemy in 63 unique cat-smashing battles. This sounds hilarious. Yeah, so pretty much you are a fish, and you are out to for an epic battle to get revenge against the cats, is what they say. The cats have constructed strongholds and puzzles to protect themselves, but the fish pack a heavy arsenal. So join the fight. All right, so Fishcraft features a 7-battle trial mode. This allows players to get a taste of the game and the different types of fish that can be used to battle against the cats. Once the game is purchased, all 63, holy cow, unique puzzling battles are unlocked along with 5 unique fish, each with their own special attack abilities, including bomber fish and exploding fishbowl attack. This sounds hilarious.
Fishbowl attack. That's just what we need.
Become a 3-star general in each battle by perfecting the attack while minimizing fish casualties. Oh, my God. The other option, send in all the troops and decimate the foe in glorious fashion. Many players will find it a joy to launch full attacks on the cats and then go back and perfect each battle plan, earning the coveted 3-star rank. Oh, wow, that sounds awesome. All right, so you want some more details?
Did I just drink all of that in you guys' ear? Did y'all hear all that?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Sorry.
Now everybody's wondering, what is she drinking?
Coffee.
Okay.
Hey!
Is that spiked coffee?
No, it is not.
Irish coffee? Mm-hmm. All right, so you want more information? You want to read more about the game, see the trailers? Well, I'm going to have some screenshots up on our website in a little bit, gamingatrix.com. But if you're impatient, you can head over to fishcraft.notplana.com.
Yay! I'm still there. Well, I don't know if I'm there. I mean, I just like to fish. I don't need all the extra premise. I just need to catch the fish.
That'd be fun.
Ironically, I don't want to go real fishing. I have no desire to.
Me either. No. Nature. Get it off.
It's not even the nature. It's like, okay, I think I want to play something now, or I'm done with this. I'm done fishing. I want to get up and be in the house.
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, you want to go fishing? That's great. Do I have a wireless connection? That's even better. If not, just give me a couple of books, and I'll be good.
Yes. Somebody needs to invent teleportation. So.
Yes, I agree.
Then I would fish. Well, PocketGamer.biz has revealed the top 50 mobile game developers of 2010. The leading developers are ranked by the leading mobile gaming business industry website. The annual event. Yes, there was a gaming conference. Haha.
The annual one? Really?
Yes, you just missed it.
Oh, no.
The event saw thousands of publishers and developers who released mobile games during 2010 and were evaluated by the PG.biz team to determine what it considers to be the leading 50 outfits of last year. In terms of the ranking process, the team incorporated metrics such as sales performance, critical acclaim of releases, innovation in terms of business approach, and the number and range of titles released during 2010 in its approach. John Jordan, who's the PocketGamer.biz editor, has stated the rate of innovation in the mobile game sector, both in terms of gameplay and business models, continues to accelerate extremely quickly. Yeah, John, we've all noticed this. He says as well as the massive success of casual titles such as Rovio's Angry Birds, and Angry Birds is really viral, and Half-Brick's Fruit Ninja, we've seen console developers such as Chair Entertainment enter the market with Infinity Blade, and that's not to forget the quality of output from publishers such as Gameloft and PopCap, who've been around for ages. They should be in the top 50. And condensing a list to 50 names has been a very difficult task, but the harder it is for us, the better it is for gamers, and that's what counts. The list is produced in conjunction with mobile cross-platform SDK and infrastructure company ScoreLoop. and will be revealed daily this week in the Top 50 Developers 2011 section on their website, pocketgamer.biz. You can go over and check that out. Tell them that we sent you. I wonder, do you think we should post that too? I'm wondering. Since some of you are such addicts, Ginger.
I don't know what you're talking about. Addicts? No.
You know, I wish I could say I was not in on this and that my Virgin Mobile didn't carry games, but I will tell you, when I found Oregon Trail on Virgin Mobile, it was all over for me. I had the flu, and I had it in my hand the whole time,
mm-hmm.
in between being passed out, and I was still playing. Cannot.
Oregon Trail on my phone, and also Fishing Master or something like that, yeah.
Oh, I saw that online. I saw that online. I'm in trouble.
I love it. I love it. So much fun.
All right. Well, back to you, Jen.
Back to me. Okay. Smithsonian has an awesome little thing going on. They're holding votes on video games. They're holding votes on video games for their exhibit. The Smithsonian American Art Museum is asking the public to help select video games that will be included in its first exhibit to explore the art and visual effects of gaming. The exhibit, to be called The Art of Video Games, is scheduled to open in March of 2012. Its focus is going to be on the evolution of games in an artistic medium over the past 40 years. Wow, 40 years video games has been around. That long.
Amazing, right?
Mm-hmm. The awesome thing about this is the public, all of you out there who are listening, the tens of you, the public can vote online through April 7th. Voters can choose 80 games from a pool of 240 choices in various categories. The games on the site were chosen for their graphic appeal, artistic intent, and innovative game designs. Results will be posted in May. The winning games will be displayed at the museum next year as screenshots or short video clips. So that's awesome. So you want to head over and you want to vote, right? So you can go to artofvideogames.org.
Hmm.
I think that sounds kind of neat. I'd like to see that.
I would as well.
40 years. Wow.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
It does. It does. It makes me feel so old.
Although we're not 40, but it does still make you feel old.
No, not 40. I got a little bit. Just a tiny little bit.
I'm only 16 myself, so. no, I am.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, I am so not 16, and I'm very proud of my age, but I will not announce it on air. You have to know me personally to know that kind of information. Anyway.
$50, the first person I will.
Bad, Ginger, bad.
Hey, I've got to feed my gaming addiction.
This is true. On that note, I can understand. I understand. Cut you, but I understand.
If I disappear, I'm buried in her backyard.
No, I've seen NCIS and all those shows. No bad puts you in the backyard. I think I'm getting weird old news or something. I do believe so. But I'm going to share this anyway because I believe we were out this particular day. Ubisoft has announced they have downloadable content for Ruse, entitled The Pack of the Rising Sun, in case you didn't know. It was available last week for PC and Xbox on PC, Xbox, and the PlayStation 3 as of February the 16th. The Pack of the Rising Sun gives the player the opportunity to command the Japanese army in both solo and multiplayer modes. Players will be able to enjoy 28 new units and factories in 3 exclusive new operations dedicated to the Imperial Japanese Army. Gold for the Brave, Ostfriesland, I'm going to need you all to stop with the names, and For Honor. you can go and check this out, of course, on your Xbox, your PC, or your PlayStation for download. I'm looking for a price for you, and they did not give me any.
Don't you love when they do that?
Yeah. Well, you guys let us know how much it is, because they're apparently not telling us. Enjoy. Let us know how you like that. I've never played Ruse. Have you played that one?
No, I've not.
Oh, so many games, so little time. Well, if you get a chance to play it, let us know. Like, we need a new addiction anyway.
I do. I always do. You know, I get that whole little short attention span, so.
Huh? What'd you say? No.
Oops, shiny object.
Shiny butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we touched on this the other day. Call of Juarez, the cartel. I think we actually talked about it Thursday during the show.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now Mexico State Congress is seeking a ban of the video game. I'm pulling this from the tech section on Yahoo News. Yeah, a shoot 'em up video game.
I know, right? These people. All right, so the shoot 'em up video game set in the border town of Ciudad Juarez has angered local officials who are busy fighting all too real violence. Chihuahua State legislators said Sunday they have asked federal authorities to ban Call of Juarez, the cartel, which is based on drug cartel shootouts in Ciudad Juarez. About 6,000 people died in the drug-related violence in Ciudad Juarez in 2009 and 2010, making the city, located across from El Paso, Texas, one of the deadliest in the world. Oh, that's nuts. This is out by game developer Ubisoft Entertainment. And they say the title is due for release this summer. Screenshots from the game show three characters armed with a pistol, an assault rifle, and shotgun ready to open fire on a city street. The game's promotional slogan urges players, take justice into your own hands and experience the lawlessness of the modern Wild West. Yeah. So it looks like Ricardo Boone Salmon, he's a congressman from Chihuahua State, said that the state legislator unanimously approved a request this week asking the Federal Interior Department to ban the game. Boone Salmon says, it is true there is a serious crime situation which we are not trying to hide, but we also should not expose children to this kind of scenario so that they are growing up with this kind of image and lack of values. Yes, because, you know, little kids are going to be playing this, at least ones with bad parents will.
I hate to tell him, but the kids that have bad values have grown up and they now live in your city, and it had nothing to do with video games.
No, so I think these guys are out of their minds. I think they're wasting their time, and I think they're wasting money. I think they should focus on, I don't know, maybe the actual problem that's going on.
Well, easy to blame someone else. We all know that.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, some of you will be happy. Tinder, are you done with that story?
I am.
I'm loopy today. I want to tell you all I'm very loopy.
Fine.
And unlike big network news, if I say something crazy, nobody cares. it's all in good fun. The Nanocade, this comes from our friends at Engadget, is available at a new reduced price, $350. It's 23 pieces of laser-cut plastic. I'm trying to find out what Nanocade does. I'm looking at it, and I can tell what it does by looking at it, but I'm trying to describe to you. The Nanocade is basically, some of you who have been around for the whole 40 years of gaming in existence, remember the joystick and the six buttons and the two other buttons on the side? Same premise, but smaller. Fits on the tabletop. It was originally $350, and it's down to $229 right now. So,
that's not bad. That's a nice little price
set. Yeah, so maybe you want to go ahead and pick up one now. I am not sure what games it holds, but it looks very, very cool. You can pop over to Engadget to check it out. And it's got two of my favorite colors, orange and black. I'm pretty sure it plays some classic. It's got to play Pac-Man, of course. And with all those buttons, we got to get in some Centipede and some Defender. You know, that's what all those buttons are for.
Oh, wow. Those are some old school games.
Yeah, I went way back. Okay, no, let me tell you. I'm sorry. Here's what it does. It supposedly turns your netbook into a lap-friendly arcade cabinet. Is what it does, is with the Nanocade. So that's why it's so expensive. And it has an emulator and all that good stuff on it. So $229 for a bit of nostalgia. Not bad.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. I know several people who pay much more than that for a little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, Master Chief helmets that don't fit your head.
I still want one.
If it fit my head, I would have bought it, honestly. I would have bought the collector's edition of Halo for that.
Oh, that would have been cool had they let you pick out a size, I guess.
That would have been nice for $200-some-odd.
They should have, too. That's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Thursday, we talked about Relentless Studios and all their layoffs. Well, actually, it looks like there is some good news for those people. Looks like many of the staff that were let go got together to form a new studio called Full Moon.
Yay!
Yay, I think that's awesome. Calvin Lyle of Full Moon tells GI Biz that the former employees have no ill will towards their former employer. Lyle went on to say that staff were warned well ahead of the layoffs occurring. He says, I can't speak for everyone, but I think we're trying to make the best of it. Those let go from Relentless are some of the most talented people I've worked with in my 15 years of career. Obviously, it's not a great situation. The landscape for employment isn't great right now in the Southeast or in the UK. With all the recent closures and redundancies, there's a lot of competition. For those with families who can't easily relocate, well, it makes things very difficult. The reductions at Relentless were completely understandable. We were all given fair notification, and I think Relentless handled it very well. We hope to work with Relentless again, possibly as an outsourced partner, supporting them any way we can. We wish them the very best. Full Moon is looking for projects to work on, with a particular focus on casual gaming and digital distribution. And you can learn more about the company from its fresh list. I cannot talk today. I apologize, people. It's Monday all day long. All right, so you can learn more about the company at its freshly launched website, which is FullMoonGameStudios.com. Yes. So that's awesome. Good for you, people. I think that's great.
Yay! Because I'm crazy. Well, speaking of people getting laid off, here is possibly someone trying to cause more layoffs. The Michigan Rick Snyder has proposed a new budget that severely limits the amount of tax bonuses to game developers and other entertainment enterprises that want to operate out of the state. Under the new budget, tax rebates that currently cover up to 42% of an entertainment company's tax expenditures would be limited to an annual cap of $25 million. The tax incentive program was introduced in 2008 to much fanfare. Since that time, nearly 130 entertainment projects have received an estimated $648 million in tax savings. The governor is targeting the tax incentive plan to make up for a $1.4 billion budget gap. He claims that the lower corporate tax rates for all companies could be or would be a lot better idea for the state and companies in general.
Monday all day long.
Yeah. $2.7 billion Ben Hogan-endorsed Wii Golf game project from Pixel Factor Entertainment was the first video game to qualify under that particular incentive program, and that deal would obviously be affected by this new budget proposal. Pixel Factor's Sean Hurwitz tells Associated Press that his company won't be the only one in Michigan that will feel the repercussions of this budget proposal if it passes. He says that we recently had a visit from one of the top three largest video game publishers in the world, and they're looking to bring tens of millions of dollars worth of business to us and Michigan. There won't be any of that work without incentive.
I feel bad for those people, and I think their governor is an idiot. Bring it on down to Texas.
Bring it on down to Texas. Mm-hmm. If you're down in Texas, look us up. You know, here's what's funny. With all that's going on, the movie industry kind of turned around and stabbed us in the back. If you guys remember last week, we talked about the movie industry sided with the government and said that, you know, oh, games are evil, they should go away. And it's all because they're having to compete with us. But if these tax breaks means they don't get the money either, I'm willing to bet they're going to jump the line and come to our side. With them on our side, I think we're going to start doing a whole lot better in this whole, as if we were ever losing, gamers don't lose.
I've got a whole rant about that. Schwarzenegger all trying to pass those horrible laws, and now he's retired and going right back into his action-killing horrible movies with his bad accent.
All I have to say to Arnold is, we made you, and we can break you, Arnold.
We don't have to go watch your movies. We don't have to buy your products.
We made you, and we'll break you. We brought you in this world. We'll take you out, Arnold.
True story.
Yes. You guys up in Michigan, be aware of what's going on. You might want to, again, start an ECA chapter if you're not a member of one up in Michigan and get to work on this. This means your state is going to lose out on more jobs. Isn't the whole car thing Michigan, Detroit? You guys could use some games there, too. That would really bolster your economy greatly, I'm pretty sure. So you don't want to lose this. I would tell Mr. Governor Rick Schneider. Go to videogamevoters.org, stop by eca.org.com, and start handling your business. We can't help you down here in Texas. All we can tell them is if it doesn't work out, our back door is open. We got some biscuits baking. Come on in. That was so country, right?
Yes, totally what I was thinking when you said that. Mm-hmm. Oh, Corey, it is too early in the morning for my head to be in the gutter.
Bad.
You know our listeners were thinking the same thing. You know there's somebody who just spit coffee all over their keyboard.
I take no responsibility whatsoever.
Sorry, folks, we do not give refunds for broken keyboards. All right, so I've got some more bad news. Layoffs this time is in, looks like it's going to be in England. Bizarre Creations officially closes its doors today, but the company wanted to say goodbye to all its fans and friends in the industry.
Horrible.
So they've released a farewell tribute video, which you can find over on GamePolitics.com. The Liverpool, England-based creator of the Project Gotham racing series, Geometry Wars, and the club closed down on the advice of parent company Activision because it could not find a suitable buyer. Yes. The end of the video says it best, 1994 through 2011.
Kisses and love to them. Hope you guys find new jobs.
I know it's not the best time to be doing it, but...
And unfortunately, it is time for us to take a short respite. We are aware that BT is cutting us off at some point. We're trying to keep a close eye because we are on time restrictions now. So hopefully we don't get cut off.
They restrict us. Don't they know who we are?
They do not know who we are. Oh, my God.
Oh, girl.
I know they don't know who I am because my name was not on my dressing room door. So anyway.
No. Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, was that a song request?
Oh, yeah, I think that was.
Oh, no, no, no.
So remember, guys, that are listening live, you can find this news and other news stories on our website, gamergirlsradio.com or gamepage.com.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer.
You're listening live with Apple Music, the ones that are listening to the recording. You're going to get 15 more minutes of us.
Oh, God. I don't think BT likes us anymore.
Yo, check it out. Oh, no, you didn't. First you try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass. Oh, no, you didn't. Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last. Oh, no, you did. It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow. Oh, no, you did. There's no second chances. You will do the dance of sorrow. Oh, no, you did. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay. Really? I can't do that.
Oh my God, is your computer haunted?
I wish I knew. Maybe Arnold's angry. Maybe he sent out the Gestapo. Mm-hmm. I don't know. could also be Comcast. You know, Comcast hates me. We don't like you either, Comcast. Oh.
At all.
Actually, it looks like BT's having some connection issues now that I'm looking at our little light. It's flashing red.
You better not drop us. I know we were just talking about you, but we will cut you. It will be.
So I suppose I should tell you this news. Well, I did warn you. I've been warning you guys for the past 2 months. So apparently, yes, there's my word again, video game hardware and software sales are declining. Do you know what that means?
Companies going out of business, we lose games, it's not good.
No, it's really bad. Time for new consoles. So, this, again, comes from our friends at Engadget. They're saying there was a time when you couldn't go 3 years without having to shell out $300 or $500, if you're talking about PlayStation 3, for the latest and greatest video game console, something with mind-blowing graphics and slight refreshes of the games you'd already bought twice before. Well, Those days are past. Apparently, the Xbox 360 is over 5 years old. PlayStation 3 is 4 years old. And nobody's offering up any chance for a replacement, which I believe is a lie. I think this year you're going to hear about some new console. They're saying the reason why they've not put out a new console is because the video game hardware sales are declining. They were down 8% this past January compared to this time last year, according to NPD. Software sales are, meanwhile, down 5%. And they're hearing reports that Mario is falling behind on the payments for his Mediterranean villa.
hilarious.
That comes to us from Engadget via GameFiz and via Gamma Sutra. I think that because the software sales are declining, we're probably going to get some news about some new consoles. I don't think we're going to get new consoles this year, but I think you're going to start. They're going to start E3 this year. They're going to start showing things or hinting that something's coming. It's about time. 3 and 4 years old, you know.
Now it's time for something new.
Yeah, game consoles are not unlike fashion. They're a little less kitschy, is a good word, than fashion. You don't have to have a new one every year, but it's about time for new consoles. And Xbox needs to redeem themselves for this 360 seriously, in a serious way. Hey, those of you who are on your third, fourth, and fifth Xbox agree. Mm-hmm. It's time for something new that, you know, I'm mad at PlayStation, but my PlayStation has not failed me, neither has my Wii. I'm just saying, Xbox, and y'all know I love you guys deeply, truly, deeply, and madly, but third Xbox, really?
Just saying. Mm-hmm.
Jen, what you got?
Well, I've actually got some good news. I figured I'd go with some good news for a bit. I think I've done a couple of too many sad ones. All right, so Zynga, if you were human, I'd want to marry you right about now. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Zynga valued at $7 to $10 billion.
Oh, I know somebody that works there. I wonder if he's single.
I know, right? Yeah, this is coming from, looks like they pulled the story from All Things Digital and the New York Times. Report that Farmville and Cityville maker Zynga managed to raise $500 million in investment based on a valuation of $7 to $10 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal's contradicting that a little bit. They're saying, no, it was only $250 million, but still, that's a lot of money, either way. The New York Times report goes on to say that the investment may pave the way for an initial public offering next year.
No.
Because Zynga is a privately owned company, it is hard to gauge the exact amount of revenue and profit it generates each year. The last estimation, coming from the Wall Street Journal, puts the company at $400 million in profit from $850 million in revenue for 2010. Wow, that's crazy. The latest estimate from the Wall Street Journal, again, is that the firm generated $400 million in profit from $850 million in revenue last year. All right, so they're just repeating themselves there. Wow. Still, that is
amazing.
That's amazing. Way to go, guys.
Well, I personally hope they sounds bad. I hope they don't do public trading. I would remain private. However, if they do, gamers, I advise you to get a piece of that their pie. If you don't know how to invest in your favorite game companies, you need to pop over to ShareBuilder.com. No, they are not paying me for this advertisement. But it is a cheap way to advertise. I do own some stock in several of our gaming companies, especially EA. As much crap as I talk about them, I figure I need to be their boss in some sort of way. So I own some stock in EA. And when The Sims come out, although I have been told not.
Only girls play The Sims.
Yeah. But I have been told, if you read our Retronatrix, and I'll probably post that up, we had an advisor come on from MSN Money who told us not a good idea to invest in your favorite games based on when new games come out. But I do. I buy more stock in EA when The Sims comes out, when Call of Duty comes out. Hey, it works for me. It works.
I think that's a little bit safer. Those are long-standing game lines. They're not going anywhere, and they're constantly turning out new.
And they make good money. They make very good money. So I advise you gamers out there, if you don't know how to do your stock thing, go over to ShareBuilder. It's a really small amount of money. You can start for about $5 and just kind of
they
do like that.
Through it, they'll answer questions.
Yep, I think they have a forum now too at ShareBuilder. Mm-hmm. So go over and get some stock in your games, and that will also help your game company stay in business. If you don't want them to go out of business, if they're not privately traded, they're public. Invest in your game companies. Let's keep these guys around. Some of them, I mean, Activision had some screwed up games, but we didn't want them to go away. Harmonix, we don't want them to go away. You know, they changed our lives.
Harmonix.
Yeah, they changed our lives. We would like to be able to keep them around. I don't think I own any stock in Activision. Might be a good time to buy. No, let me go ahead. I'm bad. Speaking of Sims, there's a road constructor simulator.
Oh, no.
Okay. They are the unsung heroes that keep the world's traffic flowing, referred to by their brethren as the boys and girls. Boys, did you hear that? Boys and girls of the black stuff. These dedicated engineers work all year round through all weathers to repair and construct the road network. So you guys out there, put on your hard hat and head for the highways. From repairing country lanes to constructing huge motorways, your engineering skills will be put to the test. And this ultra-realistic simulation, lay out the traffic cones and punch through the concrete with your pneumatic drill as your new roadway starts to take shape. All the tools of the trade are at your disposal, including asphalt planner, steamroller, marking machine, and the whole gamut of machinery required to transform a building site into a super smooth motorway. Now, as your skills grow, you'll be able to embark on a range of diverse missions. Country roads, pothole repairs, lane widening, and motorway construction are all in a day's work for these hard hat highway heroes. This game is due to be released on March the 11th of this year on PC for $24.99, quid, pounds, francs,
seashells,
rupees.
London dollars.
Platinum, gold, whatever.
Ooh, platinum.
You can follow the path to www.excalibur-publishing.com for pre-orders and further information. Also, we did not get to announce this last week because we were out. Cities in Motion, a demo, I believe, was released last week. You can check that out at Paradox. I think it's paradoxgames.com. Is it just paradox.com?
I think it's paradox.com.
Yeah, and in case you want to know how that one is, Ginger actually got her hands on a copy before it was released.
It's nice. If you're into simulators, if you're into especially business simulators, that's what this one was. You'll
Yeah, see it. Check out her review on the site. It's very good, and I would have downloaded by now, but, you know, that whole console thing. Excellent. But go check that out. It's... I think that was $19.99. I could be lying.
Yeah, it was.
I can't find the PR. I got too many PRs. I see your emails, people. Stop it.
All right. We don't have much time left, but I think I have time for this one. You Minecraft people, you guys are nuts. Just let you know. I love y'all, though. I'm pulling this from Gemma Sutra. Official Minecraft iPhone and iPad release coming later this year. Oh, yes, your favorite and very much hit game at the moment. It's kind of like a cult following with this for some people. Yeah, it's coming to your iPhone and iPad. The port is being developed by Anron Nimi... Oh, I'm going to kill this name. I'm sorry. Neem Innen, a new recruit for the Mahjong team. It's going to be released later this year. Person says that the iOS edition will not receive every update that the original browser and download version gets, but rather will be granted those features that make sense for the touchscreen platform. The game has received numerous unofficial Minecraft releases on iPhone and iPad, but this is the actual first official iOS release from the Mahjong team. It's currently in the beta stages, with a full release planned sometime this year. So far, over 1.3 million copies of the game have been purchased, with nearly 5 million registered accounts on the official site. That is nuts! For you guys who love your iPhones and your iPads, I'll put my iPhone. I might actually have to get this. Minecraft is coming. I've avoided the Minecraft addiction so far. I have a lot of friends who are just totally lost in this, but I may just have to, you know... May have to get on the bandwagon.
I'm staying away. Speaking of iPhone stories, our newer friends over at PocketGamer.biz, go check them out, tell them we sent you, says Capcom is denying Smurf friction with Apple. Did you ever think you'd see Smurfs frictioning with Apples? I'm just,
No, ma'am, no.
I know it's early, and I am apparently Tylenol is not my friend. What's in this stuff?
I think you're hilarious.
Wow.
mental images. No.
And I was not
my childhood, Corey.
And that was unintentional. Imagine if I meant it.
No.
Capcom has issued a statement in response to a report previously posted by Pocket Gamer detailing the communications between the publisher and Apple regarding in-app purchases in freemium title Smurfs Village, which I did not know was on iPhone. How cute. Conflicting with Pocket Gamer source Capcom's denying that Apple approached it about problems. I thought that said approach for some reason. With problems with parents complaining about excessive in-app purchases and requests for refunds. They're quoted as saying we're in frequent communication with Apple, and at no point have they expressed any displeasure to any representatives of Capcom Mobile in regards to our handling of in-app purchases within Smurfs Village. A company representative stated that, no one in particular. They're also saying they've identified a discussion within Apple regarding a potential reduction in the length of time your password is stored on the device, a possible solution to minimizing unwanted in-app purchases. Capcom was quick to signal support for such a change. They said, while we're unaware of any changes Apple may be planning to their 15-minute password window, we welcome any update that would minimize inadvertent in-app purchases and improve customer experience with our products. They're still passing the buck, however. They're saying to Apple when it comes to refunding accidental in-app purchases within Smurfs Village or any of its other freemium titles, though, if parents think their child may have purchased an in-app content by accident, we recommend that they contact Apple for a refund. Wow. You people. Can't we all just get along?
No, of course not. That is what the world goes around on.
Well, with that, unless Jen's got one more she'd like to throw in.
Got one more real quick. Just real quick, though.
Do it.
Axis Deliver emotional, gut-wrenching Dead Island trailer.
Yes! Sorry.
UK-based animation studio Axis have worked closely with publisher Deep Silver to create the emotional and hard-hitting trailer for the video game Dead Island, which is developed by Techland. Dead Island is a survival horror title coming to PC, Xbox 360, and PS3 in 2011.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. It's set in the tropical paradise gone wrong, named Vinoy. I think that's how you say it. The entire island is overrun by zombies. Oh, I love me some zombies. And the player is drawn into the mysterious and dramatic scenario. The trailer was directed by Axis owner and director Stuart Aitken. I hope I said that right. I'm sorry. Was released virally and has built up a massive buzz across the online community with over 2.5 million YouTube plays. Wow, that's nuts.
Yes. Up on our side as well.
Axis executive producer Richard Scott says, when we were initially approached by Deep Silver about Dead Island, we were really excited about the idea of getting to grips with zombies. As we started to collaborate with the Deep Silver team on the story ideas and creative treatments, we felt that there was something else special about this opportunity. I think that's awesome. All right, so I am looking to see where I can't get this for you. Looks like we might be able to get you some screenshots, and I will look for that trailer for you.
It's up on our site already.
All right, well, then head over to GameAndNature.com. Check it out.
This is going to be good.
Unfortunately, we gotta leave you guys because you see, BT is time Nazis now. I can't wait to play that game. That's gonna give Left 4 Dead a run. I cannot wait.
Nice.
Ears were all crazy, so I heard nothing.
Don't make me use it. I have not seen the trailer yet, but the screenshots are gorgeous.
Makes you want to blow up stuff.
I am not a mental moron.
And an axe is not being hit.
Hello.
Don't give me a girl to play with. I'm good.
Ow. Hello.
Well, looks like this guys. Only have the girl who wants to get a shot. Yeah, that's a problem. I'm really excited.
Hear that? No, I hear a
Oh, man. That's some other good news.
I want to appreciate it.
What? All right, guys. Half of the goal.
Come on, Lewis. We can't leave Bill behind.
Tell me you ain't serious.
We're just leaving Bill out there?
Hell yeah.
Cool.
What a dick.
Oh. Hey, that is uncalled for. There's a pipe bomb over here.
Everybody stop. Back it up.
What?